Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. All set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Hebens with us. Class, yesterday we talked about the recklessness of Japan hosting the Worldwide Olympics in 2020. It's a global fly-in. In light of the corona panic, it seemed crazy to me to continue trying to host the Olympics. And for those of you who are unaware, the Olympics is an international orgy. I'm serious about that. So today we just learned that, just at the top of the hour news, that the Tokyo 2020 Olympics has been postponed for a year. That's a small step. It should actually be canceled in light of the corona panic. And one other piece of information I'd like you to think about. You know, some of the dominoes that are falling regarding the corona panic, and that's my term, corona panic. I coined it months ago. Well, there's a new delivery service. You know, there's UPS, there's Federal Express, there's the Postal Service. Well, there's another one, and that's for babies. So for those who are thinking that their baby is coming, you know, in the next few months, hospitals are canceling elective surgery and other surgeries. And baby delivery is at risk. So right now, there is the thought that if you have a baby coming, you should buy a tool. And that tool would be a small tripod to hold up your cell phone camera so that you can get coaching via video communications while you deliver your own baby. I am not exaggerating. So baby delivery may be a do-it-yourself proposition. Rich, have you heard of that?
Well, yeah, but you know what's going to happen? What if someone has an umbilical cord wrapped around their neck and they need a C-section or another, you know, thousand type of emergencies that could happen. I mean, people aren't qualified in a household to handle that type of stuff. We don't have, you know, that's how you get infections if you don't have the proper tools. I mean, there's just so many things that could go wrong. See, this is why I talk about agendas with this virus. Never let a crisis go to waste, say the Democrats. You know, there could be beta tests. Everything is a beta test. Just like Nancy Pelosi, like I mentioned in the article earlier, she's holding America hostage to try to make a deal so she can pass a stimulus package for the people. It's outrageous. It's unbelievable. It's surreal. It's hard to believe this is America. But this is happening all over the world. Like in Spain right now, they're saying, and the police are enforcing this, that you can't use your own backyard when you're in quarantine. So basically, is this a beta test to eliminate private property rights? You see, it doesn't matter what happens or why it's happening. As long as the powers that be in their dark rooms have these meetings and decide what freedoms and liberties they can take over, how can we create groupthink? How can we eliminate self-sufficiency? How can we eliminate thinkers and create more followers? How can we up the hysteria? Because when people are afraid, when people are broke, when people don't have skill sets outside of pushing buttons and being politically correct, that means they could be manipulated. You see? This is why I talk about these hidden agendas, but I also use the term speculation, because us little people on the ground, even though the powers that be are telegraphing a lot of their moves, we can't 100% prove it. And this is why, again, pardon the redundancy, the word speculation, I use often. Vincent?
In Springfield, Missouri, the police department just announced some changes in the way they're going to deal with calls for help. And this is from the Springfield News Leader. It's a newspaper of Springfield, Missouri. So what's happening is people who call for the police will, well, they'll continue their patrols. But if they come to your house, they're not coming in, which is really a good thing. They want you to come outside. And they want to make sure that you have social distancing, minimum of 6 feet. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that people are paying attention, at least some people, and they are maintaining their distance. And that's a good thing. But I really believe that commerce is going to be impacted greatly, absolutely greatly, because the people who deliver packages are going to get sick of it, more sick of it than they already are. Because they don't want to come to your house to deliver the package. They don't want to talk to you because they're concerned that you might give them something that will kill them, like the coronavirus. And their workload has increased. That's what's happening right now. I'm concerned. And if you want, class, to minimize your exposure, you can go to the online stores and buy online. Now, you really need to think about yourselves and your family. And you really need to think about who is in your house and who is under lockdown and who is wandering off. You know, the young people get bored very easily. And the concern is, what about my friends? What about my friends? Well, let's talk about friends for just a second. The University of Tampa is what the University of Tampa is widely reported to be the nation's finest university for the training of the arts. That would be the art of twerking. And five of their finest have tested positive for coronavirus after spring break. So I'm sure you all saw the news about spring break. We even got an email from a medical clinic telling us they'll be back after spring break and enjoy your spring break and things like that. And by the way, now they're closed. That medical office is closed now because they've been advised that through the association of that particular practice that they should close their office. So they have. And they even mentioned spring break. I don't know why anybody would mention spring break as a positive thing. I'm sure parents are just delighted to see their daughters bending over in public and showing... showing what most people don't want to see. I mean, these sloppy people. But anyway, these are our finest university students from the widely reported University of Tampa, and having five of their elite twerkers testing positive for the virus. So you've heard that it's only the old people that are going to get it and die. Not true. Babies get it. Babies. Newborns, children, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, all the way on up. And we reported yesterday that in Italy, doctors a few days ago reported that they will not be treating anybody over 80. And the news is changing so fast. And a couple days later, it's 60. So, Rich Sheehan, that's you and me, and pretty much the faculty of USA Prepares. Except for maybe Gwyneth Isaacs. How about that?
Yeah, well, Vince, we're being... How many examples have we given over the years how we're being biologically, chemically, and technologically destroyed our bodies? Whether it be 5G, cell phones, GMO foods, smart meters. We've given thousands of examples. Just as the thousands of examples we've given on how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by every group imaginable. This is a real thing. This is not made up. And until we have synergy, until we come together, until we have the same rules, laws, and accountability forever, everybody, things are not going to get better because the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting, all these things are going to continue. That's where the taxpayers' money is going, into for the aristocracy to manage and control the serfs, and they don't care how many people die. And this is why we give ideas and solutions as well. And what some of the biggest things we talk about is being semi-self-sufficient, moving to the country, to rural areas, going off-grid, raising your own animals, maybe hunting and fishing for your own meat, maybe learning how to preserve your meat, grow your produce. You know, there's so many things that we have forgotten with so many great 19th century skills that are fun. I mean, I've had thousands of people here over the years, you know, because they just wanted to see how I live. And we haven't taught our children that. We don't even have a mentor-protege relationship anymore. The powers that be are literally trying to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize older people. Older people, 60 and above, should be the teachers of America, from kindergarten to the highest, toughest course in college, not academia. We're teaching children theory and not practical experience. Everything we're doing is backwards. Every teacher should have a minimum of 15 years of successful experience in the private sector. Every teacher. We are letting, again, this all this propaganda and all this manufacturing of perception of self-importance and self-preservation and political correctness to basically steer us in the wrong directions. And we cannot allow different people to have different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group we're in. Because what it does is lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And Vince, you've heard me for 8 or 9 years now saying when that happens, it is systemic. It's like a cancer metastasizing. When you delegitimize work, lose its value, appreciation, and dignity, everything is going to fall. That is the catalyst, because that is what made America great. And now we're at the point you get a job based on what group you're in. And if it's okay with you, Vince, I think this is an appropriate time for me to, if I can remember it, to give my high jumper analogy. May I take a couple minutes, please?
Of course.
Thank you. My high jumper analogy, folks, for you, for those of you who are new listeners, what this is back in the day when we look for a job, let's say I'm an employer, okay, and I'm employing high jumpers, which is an Olympic event, okay? You jump over a pole, okay? It's not pole vaulting, it's high jumping, okay? So back in the day, and this is an analogy, as an employer, I would have 500 people applying for a job, and I would put the bar at 6 feet high. Only 1% of the people for that first interview could pass. So I only have 5 people to interview for the second interview. And we're coming to a break, and I will finish this analogy after the break. Thanks for being here, folks.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Rich's company is interviewing for high jumpers. And 1% has passed the first test. They've jumped 6 feet. Rich, please continue.
Okay, Vince. So out of the 500 people who applied, 1% passed the first interview. Now I have 5 people to interview on the second interview. Okay? So the second interview is questions regarding what's going to make them a better high jumper longer, so they can be more competitive to compete against my competition. So I'm going to ask, what's your workout regimen like? What's your weight? Do you keep your weight down? What's your diet like? Are you the best person for the job? And then I would choose, back in the day, from those 5 people, based on performance, based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. Now, today, I can't do that. As an employer, now keep in mind, the big employers are getting the bailouts. They're getting the stock buyback so they can enrich themselves. At the same time, they're cannibalizing small business and destroying the middle class. So keep this in mind. So today, if I put the bar at 6 feet, I would offend people. Because I would be a controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater with an anti in front of every word, ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word. And yes, I like saying that, and yes, I do say that often because it fits. So, I have to have the bar at 6 inches for today's interview in lieu of 6 feet. So 1% is still the rule. However, it's the other way around. Now for the second interview, I have to interview 495 people. So I have to go through the applications. In lieu of the questions I asked for the way things used to be, based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, now I have to go through the applications and see, what is your gender? What gender do you identify as? What is your shade of skin pigmentation? What is your sexual orientation or your religion? Just like Elizabeth Warren. Liawatha from the Pocahontas tribe. Okay? This is America today. This is one of the reasons, and one of the main reasons our economy is in destruction. This is one of the main reasons the middle class is becoming extinct. This is one of the main reasons that 40 to 50% of Americans can't come up with a $500 emergency bill. This is why, the main reason why 70% of Americans don't have $1,000 of savings. This is one of the main reasons why 80% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. There's no more barometers. There's no more chance for success and prosperity because we've allowed political correctness to destroy everything that America was about. And this is one of the reasons I talk about these stories, these published articles in the public domain, because it almost sounds surreal. If I was a Twilight Zone writer, when Twilight Zone back in, I guess, I don't know, 60s, 70s, whenever it was popular, I couldn't come up with this stuff. We're beyond Orwellian 1984 stuff. We're literally, where parents don't even have the right to tell their children not to change their gender and ruin their bodies and their health forever over the powers that be. It's hard to believe, but we are here because we have lowered the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, and this is metastasized like a cancer all over, not just the country, but the Western world. Vincent?
Well, I was thinking about what you just said, and my understanding is that Jumpin' Joe Biden he's probably the candidate for the Democrat Party for President of the United States. And my understanding is that he is going to be conducting a gynecological test to determine his running mate.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of the demands that Nancy Pelosi has.
Yeah. And by what do I mean by that, class? He has announced that he's identified somewhere between 4 and 6 people, depending on which news article you read, of the women that he is going to pick. So it's going to be a woman. So he has implemented exactly the kind of thing that you've been talking about, Rich Shubin.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street going a different direction today. Stocks are actually soaring amid discussions in the U.S. Senate on a $2 trillion stimulus package. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it appears that the two sides are going to end up coming to an agreement so as to get that bill passed before the day is over. Meanwhile, that stimulus bill had been slammed by many Democrats who said that it carried too much money for big corporations and not enough for the average American worker. Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, disputed that, saying the bill takes care of everybody.
Help for workers and families and employers and health care providers.
It's official that Japan is now delaying the 2020 Olympic Games until next year as a result of the pandemic. They were to be held in Tokyo starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us. So, Rich, the Fed, I'm paraphrasing when I say this, indicated that they were going to pump and do whatever they needed to do to keep the markets viable. And yesterday, it was before yesterday, they announced it, and then the market crashed about 500 points yesterday. And it opened with vengeance today, and it's kind of peaked, and it's going down. again, so it's only up 1,400 points. But this has got to be absolutely manufactured illusion. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. You know, all these definitions. You've heard me talk about earnings and fair value and leverage and fundamentals and market this and market that. And I've given presentations on inflation and deflation and stagflation, liquidity, solvency, valuations, price to earnings, price to sales, GDP, credit, debt, core business of corporations, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money, profits. All these, it almost doesn't even pay to discuss them anymore because all the definitions have changed.
How about this? Boeing is one component of the Dow Jones Industrial Average 30, right? And Boeing is up today 16.6% today. They announced that they're going to halt production in Washington State for 2 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic, with a shutdown affecting 70,000 workers and causing the firm to halt trading its shares. So for some reason, it's up, but the trading in the shares was halted, and it's going to affect the layoff of 70,000 people.
Right.
And that's good news.
And Boeing was just, there was an article about 2 weeks ago saying that a Boeing didn't get a $60 million bailout, or $60 billion bailout, pardon me, they would go under. So basically, what is keeping the market going? That's why I went through all these definitions that I've talked about over the years. What's keeping the market going is liquidity. That is it. Money printing, and the only reason we can get away with this is because we are the world reserve currency, but there's a fine line. That's why I discussed this earlier. You know, when you inflate the money supply, you know, our medium of exchange, and then you start saying, for what? Because the gray line gets thicker and thicker. It brings down consumer confidence, and you throw in economic or Keynesian economics and group identity politics, then you start talking about value, and then everything falls apart. See, when the central banks print money out of thin air, and then we have fractional reserve lending and stock buybacks, this is all welfare for the rich. So we have defaults, we have bankruptcies increasing, and what the powers that be are trying to do is save the big guys. When I would love to see all the stimulus go to the people instead of the big guys. Why should we keep bailing them out, especially when they're doing stock buybacks to enrich themselves, especially their executives? This is ridiculous. The whole system is rigged. The whole system is fake and phony. Now, Donald Trump inherited a very rigged, phony system. And that's why I talked about Keynesian economics. Basically, it's central bank, top-down, no accountability, elite control, corruption and manipulation created for an incognito caste system. In other words, the status quo, looking at it from a different side, where deficits and debts don't matter. So now the government is spending a lot of money because the private sector is broke. This is why all these unit of measures I've talked about for years, GDP, CPI and inflation, unemployment, all these numbers they don't even follow its definition anymore. We have to look at what's equivalent to making the people happy. And elite interventionism, like print now, inflate, buy now, pay later, all these economic the Keynesian teachings are allowing governments to shift asset and liability columns and create accounting manipulation. So goods and services and prosperity, everything is out of whack. Every definition doesn't mean anything anymore. And that's one of the reasons I keep going back to the definition of work. Because when you devalue and lose appreciation, lose the dignity, lose the... based on what group you're in, there's no validity to the whole system. Political correctness is responsible for basically restructuring the whole system and giving the money from the bottom 93% to the top elite, who controls information and especially hoaxes, lies, propaganda, false flags, etc. This is what we are in. it almost doesn't even having a top an economic discussion almost has no validity anymore. This is why the Nazi left, the authoritarian, communist, socialist, tyrannical dictatorship, totalitarian fascism wants to control the media. That's why they want to control the police. That's why they want to eliminate due process. Okay, they are literally changing precedents all around the country. To eliminate due process, that's what all this, Kavanaugh's a gang rapist thing was about. That's what they're doing. They want to enhance government schools and be anti-homeschool, where parents don't even have control of their kids' curriculum. They're anti-private property. They're, the lawyers and judges literally have sold out the little people in the name of so-called quote-unquote justice. And they've taken voter and election fraud with it. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us, not the way around. Now, none of us that I know, including yourself and myself, Vince, and all the shows that I've been on the years, I don't know anyone who's anti-government or anti-too big, corrupt, overspending, incorporated, elite control, manipulative, anti-constitutional. That type of government we're against. But we're not anti-government. Things have gotten so corrupt in America. Why aren't these declassifications that we've been calling for years coming out? Where is the frickin' rule of law? Has it gone to the highest bidder? Sure looks like it, Vince.
Okay. So I received a communique from one of our class, and it said something like the New Jersey government suspended the Second Amendment. Here's what that means. That was in quotes. What's happened is there was an executive order from the governor that ordered all non-essential retail businesses to be closed to the public. Now, the order does not include licensed firearms dealers on the list of essential businesses. So what the state police did was they shut down the background check website. So if you want to buy a rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver in the state of New Jersey, you need to have, from a dealer, you need to have a background check in order to comply with their legal system. But the website is down, so the background checks cannot be performed, which means that gun sales have stopped from gun dealers in the state of New Jersey. Now, is that a violation of the right to bear arms? I guess that's going to be something that will be drawn out in a protracted adventure in the court system. So I communicated this thought with some other people who are in our class, and the same thing is happening in California. Now, is it happening in your state class? Has the background system been shut down? Now, here in Missouri, if you want to, and I can only address Missouri, but if you want to buy a rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver from someone who owns it, and you're not a felon, you're free to do that without going through a background check, without having it registered. Because in Missouri, our Constitution says that the right to bear arms shall not be questioned. But that's not the case in all of our states. So now the question is, we've heard that people can be arrested without trial, according to the federal government right now. Abraham Lincoln did the same thing during the War of Northern Aggression. He had people arrested who disagreed with him. They just were put in prison. He suspended trials. He violated the Constitution. But he got away with it. And he's considered one of America's finest. And it looks like we're heading down the same road. It's a pretty scary time. What do you think,
Vince, what is happening is what I've been saying. We're seeing agendas being drawn up by totalitarian fascist dictators, and I don't mean President Trump, I mean the left, and they're beta testing pretty much everything they can get away with right now. And this is not just in America or in the West, but around the world. So I fear that freedom and liberty, if the people don't stick together for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, you can count on your kids and grandkids not having any freedom and liberty at all.
Let's talk about something else that's happening. Class, it's happening very quickly, faster than anyone could have imagined. There's a hospital chain called Mercy. There are lots of Mercy facilities throughout the country. And in Springfield, they have set up some tents outside the hospital. So you will be evaluated in one of these tents before you're allowed in the emergency room. So for those who think that, this is a lie, this is a hoax, this is a fraud, to use their words, this is BS, that's what's happening in Mercy right now. And their website is mymercy.net. And what they're saying is patients who are less ill are asked to call doctors or go online to be assessed using an e-visit. That's the letter E dash the word visit. So now you will be evaluated or assessed electronically through an e-visit. You will talk to someone who will do some preliminary triage before you get to the tent for further triage. That's what's happening right here in Springfield, Missouri. This is pretty scary stuff. So if you think that the corona panic is not real, it is real. And there are people who have been arrested for the theft of toilet paper. One guy had the guts to steal 66 rolls, and he's facing 5 years in the clink because he allegedly stole 66 rolls of toilet paper from a hotel. One guy stole one, and he's been held on a $5,000 bail or bond for stealing a single roll of toilet paper.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I received a communique from one of the water filtration companies, and that shipments are delayed. And I'm receiving communique after communique saying, as you know, the coronavirus, dot, dot, dot. And because of that, we are experiencing delays in products. There are, it's impacting services. But, you know, remember, we still love you and, you know, stay safe. I mean, I'm embellishing that, but with the, you know, we love you part. But what's happening is companies are sending us communications telling us that there are delays in product availability, and therefore their shipment delays. I ordered a couple products on the internet, a couple plumbing products, and it was really simple. It was just so simple. I just ordered these items, and they're small. And the whole thing was like $15 or $16 for the whole shipment. And now I'm finding out that I don't know when I'll get it, if ever, because of the corona panic. Now, the FBI, on Thursday, I mean last Thursday, told police agencies that there were some groups of people who were urging their followers. Now, I'm not advocating this. I'm just telling you what the FBI has told police agencies, that there's a group of followers, extremists, who have been advocating that their followers use spray bottles to spread bodily fluids where people will contact them. Now, what does that mean? Class, I'm telling you this for your safety. That means all doorknobs are suspect. All handrails are suspect. Anything that you might touch, shopping carts, are suspect, in my opinion, at this time. So my advice to you is really, really simple. It's unchanged. It's stay home. Stay home. Let me say it a different way. Stay home. Rich Eben, any thoughts on what I just said?
Well, you know, I don't disagree with you, but I've always had a different train of thought, whether it be building antibodies or, you know, playing in the roughest areas of New York City where I grew up. Even though I grew up in a good area, but I played in some pretty bad areas. And, you know, I'm in the woods. I've been nose-to-nose with a lot of bears and grizzly bears and mountain lions. And, I'm not saying this virus is not real. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that fear and paranoia and extra hype and panic could end up making you more immunocompromised. Now, I want to mention one last article because I know we have seconds left.
Hang on just one second. Okay, this what I just said, the FBI is telling the police to be careful because there's a group of individuals who are encouraging the spread of sickness. And what I passed on to our class was...
Those people, Vince, should be arrested. If people are actually spreading something that could be deadly, they should be arrested. That's the problem with political correctness. We do not have laws anymore, and the laws are based on what group you're in. But I just want to mention one...
And therefore, by extension, I'm advising extreme caution and avoiding excess risk of our class. So if you don't have to go out, my opinion is if you don't have to, don't. If you sprain your ankle and you would normally go to the emergency room and you think it's going to heal by itself, don't go. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. You know, I've said this on this show today. I've said it many times. I think we're going to have to rethink urban, suburban America. Wherever there's lots of people, we're going to have to rethink about moving rural, decentralizing, relearning skill sets, and being a little more self-sufficient. And I've said this more. I say this almost every show.
Okay, so let's extrapolate that to a practical situation. So there are factory farms. And the factory farms, let's say for chickens. So those factory farms have a chicken house that's probably 40 feet wide and 350, 400 feet long. And those chickens are packed wall to wall to wall. They can hardly turn around without bumping into another chicken. Okay? They live 49 days before they're harvested, gathered up, and killed, and defeathered, and packaged for human consumption. Okay, those chickens live on antibiotics because they're in such close proximity, they can infect each other with all kinds of diseases. Well, contrast that to the traditional farm that has chickens running around all kind of loose on the grass. And they have so much grass that the sun disinfects the poop so they don't infect themselves, so they don't need antibiotics. That is the contrast. That's what we're talking about. That's what Rich is saying.
Because I raised
that's what you're saying.
On chickens, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, if you pack and stack people the same way that you pack and stack chickens, they're going to get sick. And it's obvious. That's where the high concentrations of the corona panic are, where people are packed and stacked. Not so much in the country. Rich Even, thank you so much for being with us today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.